This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back, ladies and gents, to Enterprise Biz Bites. I'm Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sandu.
Our producer of the day, of course, is Christine Wong. Say hello, Christine.
Hello.
We have been speaking about meeting recovery syndrome. Mm-hmm. Jeff has been speaking about Project Stand Red. The idea of meeting recovery syndrome is this feeling you get when you come out of a meeting and you're not quite ready to go into your next one. You feel fatigued. Sometimes it can take you up to about 45 minutes to recover before you are ready to go in, all guns blazing into your next meeting. We are asking you a question. Why do you find meetings unproductive? Over on Twitter, there is a poll still standing at too long at 55%. Mm-hmm. Over Instagram, the story, we say, when does a meeting become unproductive? Still the same at around 45 minutes. Do we have anything over on WhatsApp?
Yes, from Tevin. He says, long Skype meetings on important issues are the worst, or when there are too many people in the call.
Agreed. Any new tweets, Jeff?
No tweets.
No more new tweets. Folks, if you feel like you want to tweet us, because this is kind of our group meeting, it's let's share. 018-789-8899 is the number. Now, final story of the day, and this is a positive story to end with.
Right.
The four-day work week. That wonderful thing.
And you know this meeting will last an hour.
Yes.
Yeah, we've got about a couple of minutes left. So this is very interesting. It came out, Microsoft Japan enjoyed an enviable perk this summer, working 4 days a week, enjoying a three-day weekend and getting a normal paycheck. The result, the company says, was a productivity boost of 40%, right? They said they became more efficient in several areas, including lower electricity costs, which fell by 23%. And as its workers took five Fridays off in August, they printed nearly 60% fewer pages.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So all the employees took Fridays off, were given special paid leave, and they might do a similar trial in winter. Now, because of the shorter work week, the company also put its meetings on a diet. The standard duration for meeting was slashed from 60 minutes to 30, right? An approach that was adopted for nearly half of all meetings. The related cut, standard attendance in those sessions were capped at five employees.
Wow.
Okay. So in a blog post announcing the plan in July, Microsoft Japan said there was often no reason for meetings to run an hour or to tie up multiple people from the same team. Okay. So this is, of course, you know, New Zealand. I think this first came out in New Zealand,
yep.
Perpetual Guardian, where they announced a 20% gain in employee productivity and a 45% increase in employee work-life balance after trial of paying people their regular salary for working 4 days. Now, this when I read this, though, I'm thinking this was done in summer. I don't know whether, if this was done long-term, whether people would appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, it's one of those things, okay, summer, everybody's sort of excited to go out and have the time off. And it's like a new broom, brush new, right? And later on, do we start saying, I'm not being a downer, I'm not being Debbie Downer, but no, whether it's 3 weeks.
A little bit.
I'm just wondering whether it's the work day or whether, I always like to measure by results, right? I like to measure by results and not so much how many days it takes, right? Mm. If you just, this is the deliverables and you deliver it, doesn't matter how long or how fast I do it, but just do that, right? But I guess in your typical work situation where it's 5 days.
Yeah, so like for me, we've spoken about 4 day work week many times on the show, and I think, you know, a couple of months ago, you know, we gave an example of a company in Germany trying out a 4 day work week. Where we always, like, you know, when we have this kind of case studies, it's always in the Western countries or in New Zealand in this manner, right? Where I find this story really interesting,
Japan.
And it's Japan. Right? It is one of the hardest working cultures that you can find. People work extremely hard in Japan,
right.
And they have that culture, like, you know, it's goal driven, nearly day to day goals, and they work long hours. And if you tell them that there's this new thing that you got to try out, generally they're very, you know,
resistance
against, you know, something new like this, right? Mm. And for Microsoft Japan to, I guess, implement in a smaller team and to try it out even for a month and then come up with, like, oh, there's like this 40% increase and prints less than, you know, 60% of printer, you know, usage and stuff. That for me shows, like, it's a positive sign to take this then further.
I also think, though, that when you're saying to the Japanese, you know, the way in which you have been working, we've just proven it wrong by giving you a 4 day work week. That must be something difficult for them to accept.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And because they've spent so long crafting this, we work super hard, we get all of these
things.
Perfectionists.
In a good way.
Yeah. And then you just turn around and say, well, actually, if you'd have taken 1 day of work away, you would have done better.
And so it's not surprising because this is an initiative by Microsoft, which is an American company.
Right.
I don't know if a Japanese company would start this, would do this, right? Is it because it's an American company and I think they wanted, I think it's most needed in Japan, right? And it takes that kind of thinking to probably work there. But I'm also interested to know, like, how does this affect the relationship with customers who don't work 4-day work week, right?
Yep.
They're looking for you on the fifth day.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to be able to see how they resolve that. If productivity can go up by 40%, what happens when customers need to look for you on that day? What do you do?
That's where you have the earlier story. You've
technology.
Got, you know, technology and AI. You can recreate humans and, you know, interact.
Or even just a rota system, you know.
Right?
3 days you're not working tomorrow. I'll cover you tomorrow, you know, that kind of thing.
Yeah, simple as that.
All right.
Right. We've come to the end of the show. There you go. Let's just quickly look at the results of the polls then.
So 140 votes. 55 of you all have said it is too long, which is the reason why meetings have become unproductive. And then it's split between too frequent and something else. So I'm on the too long boat. I think some meetings are just way too long. It's
Agreed.
Never... Can we have a 5-minute chat?
Yeah. 45 minutes seems to be at that point where you guys think it becomes unproductive. I think we can agree with that.
Yep.
You know, anything over 30 minutes is a little bit too long. Thank you very much for all of your tweets, your responses over on Instagram, and, of course, your WhatsApp messages. We are going to wrap up for the day. If you missed any part of this show, don't forget you can listen back to it on the podcast, which will be available very shortly. We started off, of course, with that story and ran with it, all about meeting recovery syndrome, that feeling you get when you come out of a meeting. You need a little bit of time to get your brain back on track. We then moved on to...
We spoke about Project StanRaid, Standard Chartered, using AI, artificial imagery and computer-generated imagery and voice modulation to celebrate legendary Liverpool Football Club manager Bob Paisley.
Right, and we ended off with an NPR story. 4-day work week boosted workers' productivity by 40%, Microsoft Japan says.
Stay tuned, though, because coming up after the 1 o'clock news, it is the Breakfast Grill replay, the one that you may have missed this morning, and it's with Chu Kok Hin, as CEO of Ames Data Center. As one of the main businesses of Time.com, Ames Data Center is expanding into the region, mainly in Tier 2 and 3 markets. Now, as a relatively small data center operator compared to international firms, how fast could Ames grow? Could Amazon Web Services and other global tech giants in cloud services eventually kill their business? Would merging with a global operator be the best option in the future? The Breakfast Grill spoke with the CEO this morning. All coming up after the news. This has been Enterprise Biz Bytes. I've been Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Frida Liu
and Jeff Sandu.
We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow at noon here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.